There's great value in sterling and up to 50% off in the big New Year sale.
Welcome back to Saturday Sport. Well, you probably heard the report before the break. Everton 2 up. It's 2 apiece now. Diego Costa pulled 1 back. But Chelsea have just equalised. I don't know who got the goal yet. As soon as we get that, we'll update it. 2 each. Great game taking place there at Stamford Bridge. Back to rugby. European Champions Cup today. It was Munster 26, Stade Francais 13. That's a result. Latest score in Pool 1 at Saracens 13, Ulster 7. We're going back to local rugby, AIL Division 2B. City of Derry playing Highfield. We'll go back for a full-time update to Alec McDonald.
Yes, Kenny, thank you very much for waiting on, because as I say, the game went on nearly to about 10 past four. There was a lot of injuries in the second half. The final score, and Derry will be so pleased with this one, the final score was City of Derry 33, Highfield 10. Outscored the Corkmen by 5-1. That gives them the 5 points, and really you have to think now that they more or less have consolidated their position at the top of Division 2B, and barring incidents for the rest of the season, you'd like to think that they would certainly cement their place now next year in Division 2A. Strange game actually. At half time it was only 7-3 to Derry, and really there was very little to take from the side. Highfield played a different brand of game than I expected them to do. They were the rolling mauls, and from the line out and all, was they didn't really do it. Derry's line out, I have to say, was very, very poor. They lost a lot of possession, but the one big bonus they had was similar to last week against Seapoint. Whenever Seapoint played well, give them a lot of grit. Was defensively today, they were absolutely superb in the last 15 minutes. To be fair to Highfield, they threw everything at them, even though they were 33-10 down, but the Derry defence held firm and they didn't concede a point, which will have pleased their coach Terry McMaster greatly. But as I say, 7-3 at half time. It was a penalty from the Cork out half, Dylan Horgan. He made it 3 points to nil. And then the only other score of the half was on 31 minutes, whenever Derry had an attack down the right. Simon Logue beat a couple of defenders to spiral his way over, and that was converted by Neil Burns playing it out half. So that left us Derry leading by 7 points to 3 at half time. It was actually Highfield who had the first score of the second half, whenever David Kelly, their big number 8 and very impressive player, he finished off after a series of good phases, and Horgan converted. So the Corkmen at that stage led by 10 points to 5 in 45 minutes. But believe it or not, 9 minutes later, the whole thing had changed. Derry had scored 3 tries in that space. 2 interceptions by Andrew Semple. The first one, whenever they were breaking out about 30 metres, and he intercepted, raced away. And then, deja vu, 2 minutes later, the scrum half made a break, threw out an overhead pass, Semple picked up, away went again, Burns converting both, so 21 points to 10. And then, on 54 minutes, Derry drove a line out and Stephen Corr got over. That made it 26-10. So really, that was the bonus point on everything else. Game, set and match. And then to put the icing on the cake, on 61 minutes, Highfield were attacking about 10 metres from the Derry line. They lost possession. Simon Logue, the wee winger, picked up and raced away. Not a sonner near him. And over he went. Burns converted. And so that was 3 tries in the second half. But 2 interceptions in that one there, which really came out of nothing. But it was, from Derry's point of view, you could say that was a strong defence that forced Highfield to make these decisions. But nevertheless, a tremendous game of rugby. Highfield, to be fair, in that last 15 minutes, gave it their all. They battered the Derry line, but they couldn't get over. And Derry then, when the whistle went, were delighted to have got those 5 tries. I don't think any Derry supporter coming here today would have expected a bonus try victory, not after the game down in Cork, and especially knowing the way that the Highfield played the game. But certainly, as I said, Derry's line-out will certainly have to improve. Their scrum was reasonably adequate. There wasn't a lot between them. But as I said, defensively, they were absolutely superb, and they showed that in that last 15 minutes. So a great Saturday for Derry. At the top of the table clash, and really, there was only one winner off this game. You know, to outscore your opponents by 5-1 and to get that. So that now leaves them well clear at the top of the table. They were 11 points clear of Highfield before the start of the game. That now puts them 16 clear, although Highfield have a game in hand. But nevertheless, you'd have to think it's a mountain too much for them to climb, and the rest of the other sides. Next week, they're to Rennie and Mahara felt, and you'd expect the momentum to keep going, especially after a performance like that today. So the final score here from Judges Road and the All-Ireland League Division 2B top of the table clash was City of Derry 33,
Thanks very much, Alec. That's great. Alec McDonald there. So good result for City of Derry today. Just to update you on the challenge, European Cup and Rugby Champions Cup. But Saracens 13, Ulster 10. Ulster pulled back a penalty there. I'll give you up to date on the Premiership cross channel. It's Bournemouth 2, Norwich 0, Chelsea 2, Everton 2, Manchester City 3, Crystal Palace 0, Newcastle 2, West Ham 1, Southampton 2, West Brom 0. We'll be back after this break.
Highland Sport, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, make your Shop LK vouchers go further with up to 50% off in the big New Year sale.
Right price tiles, half price sale. Right price tiles, half price sale. Right price tiles.